Sinn Féin councillor Robert Brosnan for Cork Gwaine wants mileage rates and travel allowances for community health workers to be increased, given the huge energy costs we're experiencing.
Yeah, that's it. Especially those that have to travel long distances every day. And look, we often hear the adage that societies should be judged on how they treat their most vulnerable, but governments should also be judged on how they treat the very people that are providing that care for our most vulnerable. And there's a lot of areas I think government could improve upon in relation to caregivers. And I was just focusing in on the caregivers that work in the community that have to travel around to different calls because at the moment they're feeling that they're being ill-treated in the sense that they're not getting proper compensation for the amount of travel they have to do because their mileage rate drops away down after they put up about 5,000 kilometres. It drops from like 72 cent down to 31 cent. And what they're telling me is that it's actually costing them money then for the rest of the year a lot of the time because you're looking at, a lot of the road surfaces and stuff like that, Tressa, they aren't up to standard in a lot of isolated areas. And then you have the likes of these so-called private roads, which aren't private. They need to be taken in charge by county councils, really, because the LIS scheme is closed. There's no way that a person or residents on a private, so-called private road can apply for them to be resurfaced at the moment. Caregivers, healthcare assistants, you're talking about community nurses, midwives, you're talking about physio and speech and language, sometimes not so much, but definitely healthcare assistants and community nurses are travelling a lot of these roads every day of the week, and they are vital to our communities, and they go above and beyond. And that goes for all caregivers, not just those working, travelling around the community, in hospitals, in clinics, everywhere. I feel that they are being taken advantage of in certain instances because they are going above and beyond and they're using their own cars, Tressa, and it's not fair when they have to be faced with a big bill to replace maybe four tyres and a service, and if there's a few parts gone, you could be looking at hundreds and, if not a couple of thousand euros in a garage.
4 months ago at the start of January, no one could have predicted that the Strait of Hormuz would have been blocked, that would be blocked, and that we would have this war going on that has had such a calamitous effect on fuel prices and concerns down the line about fuel availability. Is it fair to say, oh, the government need to respond immediately? It seems that the government are responding in large part to matters outside of their own control. They've recently announced the 505 euro million measures in fuel cost measures to help sectors, including the farmers, the agricultural contractors, the quarries, the building sector. So the government is responding. Is it fair to expect them to respond so quickly to something that's usually agreed in negotiations involving trade unions and the government that sometimes can take months to agree how much people get paid for mile and how much it changes after you've done, say, 100 miles or 100 kilometres?
Well, I take that point for sure, but I don't think we can use the unpredictability of Donald Trump to do nothing for healthcare workers. I know things are slow. The IMO are in talks at the moment, and there may be another trade union involved with the healthcare assistance side of it, but we can't use the unpredictability of a situation to do nothing. The 500 million that was announced does nothing at all for care workers, and it's piecemeal really what's going on in regard to certain supports, like for example kerosene. There's nothing for people that are using an oil boiler to heat their homes. Thankfully, we're into better weather now. It's really important that these are vital workers for our community, that their standards of travel rate is brought up.
How much should they be brought up? I know the bans are quite complicated, and it's not possible to say this is the standard amount that you'll get per mile or per kilometre. I know the INMO, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, and the Irish Congress of Trade Unions have been making the same points. Higher mileage rates need to be paid to frontline workers. They're also talking about if costs of fuel continue to rise, that people should be able to work from home more and there should be more flexibility in this. But for example, I'll have a look here now. This is according to the INMO, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. There are four bands of motor travel rates, and the rate that applies to a worker is based on the distance they drive each year and their car engine size. For those with an engine capacity of up to 1200cc, the motor travel rate is 72.64 cents per kilometres. And if you have an engine that's between 1201cc and 1500cc, then that rate goes above 79 cent per kilometre. And if you have a car with an engine of over 1501cc, then that mileage rate goes up to 90.63. It's very complicated, and that's not even going into another band for how much mileage you get. It's not as simple as just making an immediate announcement. There has to be discussions with unions. There has to be discussions, I'm sure, within various groups within unions, that it's not something that can be immediately resolved.
Oh, definitely it needs to be threshed out in discussions. But when you look at how low it drops down after 5,000 kilometres on the road, which isn't a lot.
How much would it drop as low?
It'll drop down to 31 cents, so it goes down to less than half. So I think the higher band should be applied for the full year for caregivers. Mm-hmm. And because after 6 or 7 years, a lot of care workers are replacing their cars. And mm-hmm. to replace a car nowadays, you're talking about thousands. So that has to be taken into consideration. And they're expected to respond to calls immediately. This procrastination in regard to stuff like that with government, there can be a solution found if they sit down with the likes of the INMO within a week and trash it out, but there seems to procrastinate. I know there are
structures
you think
that could all be solved within a week with all the unions, with all the different bands payment?
It was resolved for the haulage contractors in a very short time, Tress, in fairness, like, and for others, fishermen did get a package out of it, thankfully, but I'm not sure why it should take so long for certain sectors and to have to leave things on the long fingers when others were dealt with. So if there's a will, there's a way. That's my view on those things. We're looking at a county as well, and I don't think the Minister for Health realises how isolated we are in regards to our road network. There's only three counties in the whole of Ireland with a road network higher than we have. We have 4,880 kilometres of road, and you're looking at places like Brandon, Dunquin, Drummond, really rural areas that a lot of these healthcare workers are travelling between 100 and 150 kilometres a day. Some are doing more than that. That all has to be factored in. The effort they're making to go from A to B to look after vulnerable people. We have to focus in on community healthcare workers, because at the moment their mileage rate is actually costing them over the course of a year, with the price of fuel the way it is, with the price of servicing a car, with the cost of replacing a car. So I think the government really have, you know, they have a few options, of course, like if they want to go down sustainable route, give community healthcare workers electric vehicles and pay for their electricity to recharge them, or give them vehicles and refuel them for them every week. They can't stay the way it is for too long on this, because people will leave the jobs that they're in. And we're really short, I think, in particular in rural areas, for community nurses and healthcare assistants. We need to hold on to those very valuable people.
It's come out that the government at the moment has a surplus of over 9 billion euro. It strengthens the argument by the opposition, including Sinn Féin, of course, that more should be spent in response to this fuel crisis. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council found that almost half of corporation tax collected in Ireland in 2024 came from three companies, so equivalent to around 13 billion euro. And they're American companies, we understand, Apple, Microsoft and Eli Lilly. Now, take, for example, this is hypothetical, I know, Robert, and you're right to point it out if you say it's hypothetical. Apple recently have announced a new boss. Say if he decides, oh, I want to leave Ireland, you know, I want a whole change of policy and approach to how we do things vis-a-vis Europe, and I want to get out of Ireland. That is feasible. That is possible. Don't we have to be so careful that we hold on to these healthy surpluses so that they're there for a rainy day? If this war continues for several months, could it even go into years, that there will be money there that will help pay for our public services, will pay for our public sector workers, will pay for our healthcare, And that's why it's very important not to use up all that money now. Wait and see. There'll be more announcements in the autumn when the budget comes in.
Yeah, definitely, Tressa. I suppose you have to counter in that. But look, I'm an optimist by nature. I wouldn't be pessimistic. There is a reason why the likes of Google are in Ireland. We have a very highly skilled and educated workforce, and that's one of the big reasons. And they are making huge profits, and with the billions and billions of surplus.
But can we always be optimistic? We have to, obviously, having an optimistic perspective is important, and it's necessary. Mm-hmm. But one also has to be mindful of times when things do go wrong, or bad things can happen outside of our control, such as we're seeing now with the war in the Middle East.
Yeah, a lot of factors would be outside of our control. But when you're sitting on a fairly thick cushion, and we have a fairly thick cushion at the moment, I think it's unforgivable to sit on that. And while other people are in need of supports, like when you put the two packages together, the 250, and it's less than 3/4 of a billion so far that has been given in supports. What you're saying there, you have 9 billion, plus there is already a rainy day fund there as well. So I don't think it's right to be sitting on swathes of revenue like that when there are sections of our very valuable workforce in need of supports. It's not fair that one section should be supported and another not supported. There are old people that won't even turn on the heat to warm their homes because of the price of kerosene, but they got nothing out of this 500 million. We need energy credits brought back for people. We have a lot of fuel poverty in the country. People can't afford 50,000 to renovate their houses up to an A3 standard because you have to spend the money before you get it back. It should be more across the board. I suppose it's like the Gearcuick and the Nest who screech loudest is going to get fed first, but that kind of approach really it causes a lot of disharmony. And Christ, you have to look after the people that are looking after the most vulnerable. They're number one for me always, like, because they give everything, like, and they go above and beyond. So I think these talks need to develop and progress more rapidly, and the government have to be proactive in all of this. Like, they have to meet the likes of Finlay Hay and the union reps and come to an agreement very quickly on this, because it's penny pinching what's going on at the moment.
Sinn Féin councillor Robert Brosnan there.